My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Heating season is just about here. If you heat with wood, keep in mind that your chimney may need to be cleaned. Chimney fires are a direct result of uncleaned chimneys. Most wood stoves will leave uncombusted residue inside a chimney. When the residue, or creosote, accumulates, it can ignite. When creosote burns, it burns really hot, hotter than most chimneys can handle. You've got two options when it comes to cleaning your chimney. You can pick up the phone and hire someone, or you can do it yourself. Doing it yourself obviously involves being able to access your chimney. Often, that's the toughest part. You need a chimney brush sized for your flue and enough sections of fiberglass pole to cover the length of the chimney. Metalbestos chimney pipe uses a nylon, not a wire, chimney brush. Make sure your fireplace or wood stove flue is closed tight for cleaning, then scrub away. Flaky creosote will scrub off fairly easy. If it's glazed to the sides of the flue tiles, it's going to take some scrubbing. Use a bright flashlight to look down the chimney. If it's a sunny day, a handheld mirror can catch the sunlight and do a great job illuminating the chimney for inspection. Once you're done scrubbing, head to the clean-out door and remove the accumulated mess. And be prepared, it will be a mess. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.